comes from an AT&T call center in San Jose. Apparently there was a bad odor or something coming from the refrigerator. She took it on herself to empty it. She didn't realize how bad it was in the refrigerator. She left the door open, obviously, to clean it. I guess stuck her head inside and had to be rushed to the hospital. Because she left the door open, other people had to be rushed to the hospital. They evacuated the building and sent guys in hazmat suits in to clean the refrigerator. So I'd like to think that most of us work in offices where it's not to that extreme, but I think it's more extreme than most of us realize.
Well, and in fact, there's studies that suggest that refrigerators can be, I'm going to let you say it because I just can't say it, they're actually dirtier than
the bathroom.
Is that really true?
Well, let me explain what's really behind that. And once I do, I think you'll realize that it actually makes a lot of sense. So, first of all, one of the problems with the office refrigerator, why it's gotten to be a bigger problem, is more and more people are eating at their desk. So more and more people are bringing their lunch or they're eating out one day and saving some for the next day. I think a lot of this has to do with the economy. As you stack more and more stuff in the refrigerator, it's harder for the cool air to go through there and actually properly refrigerate the food. It also means you stick something in there and it disappears in the back because there's so much other stuff in there and you forget about it and there's just more stuff rotting in there. And here's the third part of the problem, and that is when the economy is soft, companies cut back. One of the places they cut back is janitorial, and so it's no longer anybody's job to clean the refrigerator. So why might the bathroom be cleaner than the refrigerator? Because at most companies, the bathroom gets cleaned every day. And at 25% of companies, the refrigerator gets cleaned once or twice a year.
Ew. So are there?
But let me clarify, though. I'm not suggesting that you put your lunch in the bathroom.
Right.
For one thing, it's not. There is no refrigeration in the bathroom. That's not the point. The point is that it may actually be cleaner in the bathroom than in the refrigerator because it gets consistent cleaning.
Yeah,
that's
but
what's lacking in the kitchen.
But it sounds, at the rate that this conversation is going, I'm not going to put it in the refrigerator either, though.
That actually is one of our recommendations. We have some tips on how to help get your office refrigerator clean, but if you can't, I'll tell you, I've worked in places where I just brought an ice chest and kept my lunch in an ice chest, or you get one of those little dorm room refrigerators, because this is actually a health issue, and that is part of the secret to solving the problem. Let me explain why. If there's a health issue here, because look, if the refrigerator's not keeping food properly cool, it makes people sick. Just because your food is properly wrapped doesn't mean it's safe from all the food in there that's rotting and isn't properly wrapped. So if it's a problem at your company, here's the magic words you use to get it taken care of. You go to management or you go to HR and you say, I think the state of the company refrigerator is affecting productivity and causing us to have more sick days than necessary. We all know what people in management and HR are concerned about: productivity,
right,
and cost.
You're speaking their language, right?
You're speaking their language, and it's very easy to get a system in place that doesn't cost the company anything to take care of this on an easy and ongoing basis.
And this isn't, I mean, this doesn't end up being a high cost item. It just, I guess I always wondered why this doesn't get paid more attention to, because it can, as you say, it can contaminate other people.
Well, I'll tell you from personal experience. So I'm a remote editor for Men's Health. I don't work in the office, so my refrigerator story does not reflect on the conditions at Men's Health. But I do work in an office, which I share, and for a couple of weeks, I was sick. I wasn't terribly sick. I was still going to work, but let's just say I was spending a lot of time in the bathroom, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. We finally figured out it was the refrigerator. It was so jam-packed with stuff that it wasn't keeping anybody's food cold. Everybody was mildly sick. And in my case, what was making me sick was the milk I put in my coffee every day. It wasn't properly chilled, and I was giving myself and maintaining a low case of food poisoning.
Wow. Are there some foods that are more suspect than others, like the milk?
There are. One of the dangerous things is casseroles. And things like yogurt and dairy, those tend to go bad the easiest, like my milk. So, but really, instead of worrying about what foods go bad faster or more often, it'd be much smarter to work on getting the refrigerator in a condition where everyone was healthy by putting their food in it.
Yeah, but do you do that through, I mean, at least how it works here is eventually it gets so bad that somebody has to volunteer, and we should have like those hazmat suits to send somebody in there.
Yeah.
But you get combat pay, I guess, for doing this. And I mean, that's the way I think it works at a lot of organizations, is somebody finally just gets sick of it, and so they go in and just toss everything out.
And then what happens when you tossed out something important to somebody and they sue you?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, there have been actual law cases, the lawsuits about this. Now, are you going to lose the lawsuit? No, because you tossed out somebody's casserole from last night. But are you going to suffer because of it? Yes. So the smarter way to do it, really, is become that volunteer if this is important to you. This is what I did. I became the volunteer. I went to the proper person who had the authority to make a decision. I said, what I'd like to do, and I recommend this for everybody listening, I'd like to put a sign on the refrigerator that says, every Friday afternoon, all leftovers and their containers will be tossed unless they have your name, the date, and the word save on them. We're not going to toss soda in a soda bottle, salad dressing in a salad dressing bottle, ketchup in a ketchup bottle, but we're talking about leftovers here. And if you post that sign, maybe even get everybody to agree by initialing the sign, then it literally takes me 2 minutes on my way out the door on Friday to open the refrigerator, toss out the leftovers, and walk away. And it never gets to be a problem because the stuff never packs up. Everybody knows that stuff's going to get tossed. It takes me 2 minutes, and nobody has a problem anymore.
Wow. So pulling these things together, you must have just got some really horror stories that just... I mean, because this is something that, I mean, this is a problem everywhere, isn't it?
It's a problem everywhere. And like I said, it's actually becoming more of a problem because more and more people are bringing food from home.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, part of it's just, you know, part of your problem may simply be that given the number of people in your office who are bringing food, your refrigerator may not be big enough. That could be part of the problem. But the next part is the more people stick stuff in there, the more likely stuff is going to get pushed to the back and rot for months and months and months. And then you bring your lunch in today and you stick it in there and you somehow think there's a magic shield that protects it. There's no magic shield. It's a skanky environment and you're now eating food that lives in it. You wouldn't accept that from a restaurant.